This is Passport to Texas. Expect success nearly every outing when rabbit hunting, especially when you hunt around the edges.
Areas where people aren't necessarily going to be conducting other activities.
Andy Glusenkamp, a herpetologist with Texas Parks and Wildlife and an avid rabbit hunter, says hunting rabbits provides a walk-in-the-woods experience. But what about those edges?
You would look for fence lines along fallow fields or old pasture or berry patches and cactus patches. So there's less competition with other land use like cattle grazing. Rabbit hunting usually won't disturb cattle, or you're not going to be competing with deer hunters who are going to be in another kind of habitat.
Ask landowners about hunting their property or consider hunting on parks and wildlife's public lands. Hunt rabbits year-round. However, the cooler months have their advantages.
It's pleasant, getting back to that walking in the woods experience. Also, in summertime when it's really dry, they can be a lot leaner. So I prefer to eat them when they have a little bit of fat on them. And, you know, if there's green grass on the ground, that's perfect time to go rabbit hunting.
Rabbit as a tasty treat. That's tomorrow. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and is funded by your purchase of fishing and hunting equipment and motorboat fuel. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.